It is Monday, June 28th, 2008, at 2100 UTC, and this is Wiki News. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, has said that the elections in Zimbabwe should be postponed due to the fact that Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, Zimbabwe's main opposition party, has said that he will pull out of the race to become the president of Zimbabwe. Ki-moon released a statement highlighting his concerns. The Secretary General deeply regrets that, despite the repeated appeals of the international community, the government of Zimbabwe has failed to put in place the conditions necessary for free and fair runoff elections, he said. The circumstances that led to the withdrawal of opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai today from the presidential elections represents a deeply distressing development that does not bode well for the future of democracy in Zimbabwe. The campaign of violence and intimidation that has marred this election has done a great disservice to the people of the country and must end immediately, continued the Secretary General. He finished by saying that, quote, "The Secretary General has discussed the situation with various leaders, including those of the African Union and the South African Development Community, or SADC. He strongly supports the statement of the chairman of SADC that conditions do not exist for runoff election to be held at this time, and that they should be postponed." This move by Ban Ki-moon comes after Morgan Tsvangirai called for the international community to intervene to improve the situation in Zimbabwe. It is feared that over 700 people have died after a ferry near the Philippines capsized after being hit by Typhoon Fengshen. So far, 38 people from the ferry have been found alive. Some people were washed onto the shore. One of the survivors, Renato Lanyora, a janitor on the ferry, said that about 100 people jumped into the ocean. The ferry left Manila en route to Cebu on Friday, and according to the owners, Sulpicio Lines, contact was lost at about 12:30 local time Saturday. A ship was sent to rescue the survivors, although this only happened 24 hours after contact was lost with the boat. One of the survivors described the incident. "There were many of us who jumped overboard, but we were separated because of the big waves," he said. He continued, "The others were also able to board the life rafts, but it was useless because the strong winds flipped them over." For the first time ever, NASA has confirmed the presence of water ice on Mars. The Phoenix lander, which landed on Mars on May 25th, has confirmed to NASA scientists that the white substance it found when digging a trench on June 16th is water ice. "It is with great pride and a lot of joy that I announce to you today that we have found proof that this hard, bright material is really water ice and not some other substance," said Peter Smith, the primary investigator for Phoenix at the University of Arizona in Tucson. The chunks were left at the bottom of a trench informally called Dodo Goldilocks when Phoenix's robot arm enlarged that trench on June 16th during the 20th Martian day, or SOL, since landing. Several were gone when Phoenix looked at the trench days later. The chunks were visible on June 16th, but when Phoenix looked at the trench again on June 19th, some of the material had disappeared, implying that it may have evaporated or melted. "This tells us that we've got water ice within the reach of the arm, which means we can continue the investigation with the tools we brought with us," said primary investigator for Phoenix's stereoimager, Mark Lemon. Scientists are planning to examine the substance and the soil surrounding it more closely. They plan to test it for signs of organic material and minerals and hope to find out if the ice was ever a liquid that could have supported microbial life. American comedian George Carlin has died at the age of 71 after suffering heart failure. Carlin was taken to St. John's Health Center, located in Santa Monica, California, after he had experienced chest pains and died early in the evening. Carlin has made several HBO specials and nearly 24 comedy albums. He had appeared in several movies, such as Dogma, and was the first host for the television show Saturday Night Live, which premiered in 1975. And finally, the Computex Best Choice Awards were given out in Taiwan today, with the best choice of the year going to the MSI GX60 notebook computer. That's all for the news this hour. For more news updated as it happens, please visit en.wikinews.org. This recording is released under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.